Lasting Media.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
Time to shake things up with a little bit of summer madness. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Wet Hot Whiskey Summer Shootout Series, presented by Blue Collar Bourbon.
Is that the last time we have to hear your like sexy voice?
No, I think we're like 30 shootouts in at this point. I think there's like
we're still going.
I think so.
Okay.
There's like one more, right?
I don't know if it's a shootout or not.
Well, this what we're doing today is a shootout.
Yes.
It's not the originally planned.
But it's the last one.
But it will be the last shootout of the Wet Hot Whiskey right. Summer
the last
shootout
sanctioned
series.
Shootout for right. Wet Hot Whiskey right. Summer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, before we get into the shootout, I was doing some it's all on the internet, as you do, just kind of like goofing off, going down the rabbit hole.
But, man,
can somebody... hold on. Cue the music.
Yeah.
Can someone tell me why? Tell me why?
All right. I was doing some research on the drunkest states.
Okay.
In the United States, obviously. And so number one was Wisconsin. I was like, huh, that's kind of weird. I'll just run through the top five here. It's Wisconsin. Number two is North Dakota. Number three is Iowa. Number four is Nebraska. Number five is Minnesota. So, okay, like southern states, not really represented.
Yeah.
So, but I'm wondering, like, of those states, are those like close between one and two, or like how far off? So I dug a little deeper and I went to see the drunkest counties in the United States.
Well, you did like a deep dive on this.
I found a map of the drunkest counties.
What is this based on? Like DUIs or?
Yes, it's based on DUIs, deaths from accidents caused.
By alcohol. Okay, all right.
And so this,
oh, wow. Okay.
This map that Beer Boy has up on the screen right here. So I told you that Wisconsin was number one state for.
Wisconsin owns it, man.
Yeah, and the number two was North Dakota. But like the counties. Of the top 50 counties that drink the most, at least 40 of those are in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin's getting some alcohol on.
And dude, it's like not even close. There's like 40 counties in Wisconsin. It's almost the entire state of Wisconsin.
What's the color code? There's red, pink, yellow, green. Well, I can't read that. What does that say?
So orange is the 1st to 10th drunkest. Green is the 11th to 20th. Yellow, 21st to 30th. Pink.
So the orange ones are the worst?
Orange are the worst. Red are the least worst. Orange, green, and yellow are the worst.
There are a lot of orange and green.
It's literally...
And yellow.
Yeah, it's literally almost every county in Wisconsin.
And of those counties, a lot of those are high-capacity alcohol.
Yeah, so, yeah, I went down the rabbit hole even further. I was like, okay, well, what is the worst county in the worst state...
Kai, you're like political action committee here, like diving into statistics and okay, all right.
Just complete drunkards. Like, what is the worst county? And it's Outagamie County, Wisconsin. And of the population of Outagamie County, Wisconsin, adults that binge drink or heavy drink is 31%. So almost Whoa. One in three.
Wow.
Driving deaths involving alcohol, 32%.
Of driving deaths?
Yes. Almost
a third.
Almost one in three. Wild. Wild, right?
Wow.
So Camp Whiskey next year. Out of Gala.
yeah, Wisconsin, right? So if any listeners from Wisconsin or from this Outagamie County, what is happening? What's going on?
So is that your why question? Like what
why? Why? Are you guys 40 of the 50 drunkest counties in all of America?
I mean, it is a state that named their baseball team the Brewers. So there's a lot of beer going on.
Totally get that. But I mean, like 40 of the drunkest counties just all in that concentration in Wisconsin.
They got to have something to wash down all that cheese.
Yeah, beer and cheese. Yeah.
What's wild is, I'll make this real quick, the southern states are at the bottom of the list. So you would think like, oh, Tennessee, Kentucky, you know, the South. Tennessee's 45th drunkest state.
Wow.
Out of 50?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But then, you know, I think back to like, okay, well, we have some of the most prohibitive laws against alcohol and have historically. So
true.
Maybe that extends to the South. So I get that. So.
Oh, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
We'll pray for you guys. Man.
You need to clean up your act.
Do y'all have water in Wisconsin? Like, is that the deal? Like, I don't know. Can somebody from Wisconsin tell me why? That's all I'm saying.
They just turn it all into beer. They take all the water and turn it into beer.
Maybe. Y'all be careful on the roads. Get some liquid IV.
Yeah.
All right. We have, what, 5 pours?
It looks like it.
So this, Beer Boy, we set this up for us. What are we doing?
Yeah. So we, or I suppose I, in association with our lovely Patreon members, we put together a Patreon-provided shootout. 4 of the patrons kindly gave us samples, and I'll get to the theme of that. But before we even get to that, there's a small glass with a not-too-dark liquor in front of you.
It's kind of green.
Yellow? Notice he just called it a liquor.
He didn't
specify.
This was provided by one of the Patreon members who provided one of the pours for the shootout, and he sent this to us. It was provided by Jerry Farisher.
So is this like a fluffer? What is it? We pregame?
This is a sweet little treat to pregame before our shootout.
I don't want a sweet treat.
I imagine this is what they do in Wisconsin. Okay, before we drink, let's drink.
Let's get a sweet treat.
All right, so, we don't have like a fluffer.
This is your fluff.
Theme music.
No, it don't. Down.
Fluff.
Okay, here we go.
Fluff. There we go.
Perfect.
Okay. On the nose.
You need to get that. You need to get that clip from Despicable Me where the.
It's so fluffy.
It smells like apples.
Yeah.
Could it be like an apple brandy?
Maybe.
Gummy bears.
Is it going to end up being like 130 proof apple brandy or
he
something
says
like
no.
that?
All right.
Yeah, just...
Okay, we'll just do it.
All right.
Cheers. Cheers.
To apples.
Mm. Ooh.
No, sir.
All right. Whew.
I feel like I just drank a cleaning product that smells like apples.
Apples or orange?
It smells like orange. Apples.
Orange, like the rind.
The zest.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I won't even make you guess it.
It's not the worst thing I've ever had.
It's close.
It just had to be tried on the show. Jerry sent us the whole bottle.
Oh, wow.
Kindly enough. This is the Citrus Distillers Fruitcake Whiskey.
Fruitcake Whiskey.
It is a light whiskey with natural flavor and caramel color.
That needs to go away.
We'll have to have that for the Christmas off.
Far away.
Yeah. Yeah, it does have this gummy bear thing at the finish.
Gross.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jerry, but no.
Oh, come on. That is not the worst thing you've ever had.
I didn't say it was the worst. It's just not good. It's pretty horrible. That's pretty bad. I don't want any more.
All right. That's a good after Christmas dinner with the family, little dessert. No?
No.
A little fruitcake whiskey?
I would rather drink fruitcake whiskey.
Are you going to that?
I would rather drink it than eat it.
Yes, exactly.
I'm not even talking. That doesn't even taste like fruitcake. That's not fruitcake. So I'm not talking about fruitcake. I'm talking about that drink. Don't compare that to fruitcake.
It's not horrible.
You're gonna reach for that on the shelf and pull it out and pour it and drink it.
Not all the time.
Before he cuts a
piece
of fruitcake.
You would do it again.
Sure.
Okay.
He's with me.
I don't know what to do. I'm out.
Team together. Team fruitcake. Yeah.
When Jerry told me he was sending this, he 1,000% predicted the exact response that JP would hate it, D-Rock wouldn't mind it, and JD would find some context to put it in.
Christmas after dinner with the family. Yes, so, there's the context. Yep.
Well, congrats.
You nailed it.
I hate it.
All right. Now to the shootout itself. There is a theme.
And the theme isn't just like the patrons, our supporters.
They themed it. So here, I'll just lay it out.
So they've talked internally about this.
They worked internally. And once I got them all, I had to go to one of our patrons and say, hey, what's the theme here? And it's there. There is a theme.
Okay.
Wow. The theme is, with a small asterisk, cask strength pours from the patron who sent its state.
Ooh, that's a good one. Right. Man, you guys are creative. Oh. I like that.
Okay, so, that makes it, well, I won't say easier, but
depending
slightly
on how well you know the patrons.
Yeah.
Well, they're kind of spread out, you know.
Yeah.
So I think I know who all the patrons are, though.
Yeah.
So we have Ben Dickman.
Yep.
We have Christy.
Yep.
We have Jerry.
Yep.
And I don't know who the fourth is.
The fourth is John Rice.
Oh, okay. So we're going to have Indiana, Florida, mm-hmm.
Washington.
And where's Dickman now? He's moved like three times. Is he in Connecticut?
Don't look at me.
Whatever. He's in the Northeast.
Up there with the Bears.
Yeah, with the Bears.
Now, do you want to know which pour is provided by which person as we go, or do you want to?
Not yet.
No, let's see if we can guess.
Just a quick burn through the four. Yeah. Okay. Figure out which one we like, and then we'll try and guess.
Okay. I will say the one asterisk, one of them is not completely cask strength.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
Well, let's do A. Sorry.
All right. On the nose.
Rubber?
Yeah. Feet?
A little bit. A little bit.
Yeah.
Feet.
Kind of like
are you smelling feet, D-Rock? Like how do you get to that?
It's kind of like shoes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rubber shoes. A little bit of feet in there.
Get your non-slips.
I mean, it's a little rubbery. It's not, but they're sweet. It's not like crazy rubber. It's not like creek water crazy rubber.
No. It's not Band-Aid rubber.
No.
All right, let's jump in.
Okay.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Tastes better than it smells.
Oh, it tastes a whole lot better than it smells. A lot of bread.
Man, that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Barrel's definitely there. Heat is absolutely there. I'm digging that.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, I do too.
I'd pay $65 for it. Maybe 70. I'm buying it.
Yeah. I'm right there with you.
All right.
As long as it's not like $200, I'm in.
So. Yeah.
All right. It's to B.
On to B.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Oh, that's weird.
Sweeter.
Yeah, sweeter, but like...
It's almost kind of like a maple syrup kind of thing.
Christy's giving us hints.
Or is she?
Can I play with my
Hey!
Or it's like there's an orange thing to it a little bit, citrusy thing.
Could this be a cast strength rye?
Mm.
Maybe. Let's taste it, see what happens.
Cheers.
Cheers.
It's kind of single malty.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. Almost like a single malt with like age on it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Might be looking out west on this one.
Might be. I think that one's looking at Christy.
Yeah, I think it is too.
Man, uniqueness factor is there. Mm-hmm. If you want something left to center, this is your pour.
I don't know that that's a buy for me. It's not bad. It's good, but I don't know that I'd buy it. But...
The heat builds.
It does. Yeah, to me. Yeah. It does. Builds on the sides of your sides of your gums.
It's unique, and I'm here for it. Yeah, so
I like it.
All right. C.
C.
C. All right.
This one's burns a little. I just get a bunch of alcohol.
The nose on this seems a little more faint than A and B.
You guys get, if you smell it with your mouth open, you get licorice.
Yeah, I see that.
But that's kind of all I'm picking up. See what it tastes like.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I've got some notes on this one. On the nose, licorice was good. You should have gotten licorice. Earthy rosemary, cherry, slightly funky apricot, baked apples. It starts off with dark and dense caramel and vanilla and has hints of baked bread. On the palates, first comes dense caramel with nearly equal amounts of rosemary, thyme, apple, and roasted oak, followed by more apple, peach, licorice, and cinnamon. There are hints of a grassy nuttiness.
Those are all pretty spot on. This is a fall pour.
Yeah. And man, proof's there.
It has a lot more character to it than it smells like.
The finish is very oily. Can't read some of that because...
They give it away?
No, their printer messed up. thyme, roasted oak, very dried apple, cinnamon, fennel, mint, and eucalyptus.
Fennel. Fennel's a good one. There is a fennel thing to it.
Yeah, it's kind of earthy.
Yeah, finish lingers like on the tip of your tongue, just kind of hangs. That's a fun one. Seems like it's like extremely high proof.
It's hot.
Yeah.
All right, reset the palate and on to D.
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 On the nose.
And I believe I have some notes for this one as well.
This one's got a little funk.
Notes on D, pleasing notes of caramel, butterscotch, vanilla, and a hint of apple.
Vanilla.
Apple.
Yep.
Yep.
Kind of little cleaning product thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of like those red candied apples.
Okay.
Like the stuff with the fake red stuff all
yes.
like the dipped in.
Like you get a Kilwins.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was that? A Kilwins?
A Kilwins.
Kilwins.
What's a Kilwins?
You never been to Kilwins?
The candy store, Kilwins.
Downtown Franklin, Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge.
Okay. I've never been.
You should go.
I like candy.
Field trip. Maybe on our way to get my bottle of Yomi, we'll stop by Kilwins.
Yeah, I mean, when is that going to take place? Yeah. When do you want to do that?
Name the time. Let's do it.
I'll get back to you.
Okay.
But sooner than later. All right. D.
All right. Cheers. D.
On the palate, lingering caramel and vanilla along with some pepper and cinnamon, a hint of fruity pear notes.
Some pepper? How about a lot of pepper?
Not just too much doggone pepper.
A lot of cinnamon. Caramel bomb.
I get a lot of that pear.
Caramel's the first thing. It's just a blast of caramel.
And then the finish. Strong, long, high-proof finish that ends smooth with a touch of spice.
Strong and long, baby.
Mm. Yeah, she's spicy. If you're going for proof, this is the one.
I like that one better than C.
That's the one you pick, yeah.
All right, so how are we going to do this? Are we pushing our favorite forward first, or are we going to guess what they are first?
We're going to push what we like first and then try and guess them.
I might even rank my top four in order.
Well, we always do that.
I know, but I mean, that's going to push them in that order. I need to go back and do a shoot-off.
Woo! That shoot-off is hot.
It is. Oh, yeah. Gosh.
All right, you guys ready?
Ready.
On the count of three. Push your favorite one forward.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Oh, interesting. We all went different.
No. So D-Rock and I, we went for B as our favorite.
Oh.
And then JP, you went for D.
Yes, correct.
D was my number two.
D was my number two as well.
A was my number two.
A was my number three.
Yep.
B was my number three.
And C was number four.
Yeah.
JD and I, we're
spot, yeah. Yes. Palettes are like tracking. We're syncing over here.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and guess that B is from Christy.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. All right.
Ooh.
Keep in mind, one of these is from Florida.
And Connecticut.
And Connecticut.
So let's start with A. Where do we think A is from? What do we think A is?
I don't know.
A is from Christy. A is from Jerry. Okay, it's from Florida.
From Florida.
Is it weeded?
Is it from Manifest?
Is it from Kazuba?
Ooh.
It's Polish.
What do you think the mash bill on A is?
Is this a 2-grain?
It is not.
Is this okay. a 4-grain?
It is not. Ooh.
Is this 100% rye?
It is 100% malted rye.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Don't get that at all.
It does not drink like your typical malted rye at all. It's delicious.
Yeah.
What was the price on this?
Price on this is $69.99.
I'm there.
Yeah, right yeah. in.
Yep.
What do you think the proof is?
120.
Oh, not that high. I'm going 100.
I'm in the one teens.
It's 110.
Oh, okay.
Polish Centaur bottled in bond.
You went Centaur. I went Mentor,
sure.
Minotaur.
Minotaur, yeah. yeah.
Do you rock any fantasy creatures?
I said that was the warrior.
Okay.
Just yeah. the warrior.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what fantasy creature it is, but this is the Kazuba Double Oaked Straight Rye Whiskey.
Ah, it's that double oaked, man, that like yeah. gives it that unique quality. That's cool.
That's really good.
3 years and then finished for 2 years in a 30-gallon European oak after brandy barrels.
Nice.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Kazuba, man, they're doing some good stuff.
Yes, they are.
You guys don't know about it. You gotta check them out. Kazuba in St. Petersburg?
St. Petersburg.
Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And cool tour, too.
It is a cool tour. All right, B.
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 We know it's not Christy. We know it's not Jerry. So I'm going to say that one is Dickman. Okay. So
this is John Rice.
That'd be John Rice.
Yeah.
Look at that.
It's from Indiana. This is a Starlight.
This is a Starlight.
Nice.
Proof is?
Is this a Starlight Evansville Bourbon Society pick?
It is not an Evansville Bourbon Society.
Pick. Okay.
Barrel finished?
It is double oaked.
Okay.
So technically, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Guess on the proof?
This one's hotter. I'm going to say 115.
We're in the low one teens, like 110 to 115 in there. That's my guess.
Yeah, give me a number.
112.5.
117.
JD, you are the closest. 113.2.
There we go.
Okay. Is this a rye?
It is not a rye.
Mm.
Is this a weeded?
It is not a weeded.
Is this just a double oak bourbon?
This is the Carl T. Huber's limited release double oaked bourbon whiskey. Appears to be a store pick by Major, M-E-I-J-E-R.
Myers.
Yes, selected by Meyer.
Oh.
Everybody up north is like, oh, this
yeah,
is this.
Everybody's yeah. like, beer boy's
fire. It's like the Kroger of Indiana. Yeah.
Yeah.
There it is.
Meyer's pick. All okay.
Right.
Yeah, good job, Meyer.
That's what happens when you're allowed to sell liquor in grocery stores.
Yes. Exactly, yeah.
Freaking Tennessee, man.
That was my favorite one. The uniqueness factor was there. What was the price on that again? I'd have to guess it's sub 100.
All right, so I heard from John, and the Starlight Meyer pick is $55, man.
Yep, that's a buy. All right, so C. This is my least favorite.
Yeah, me too.
But still.
So is it all of our least favorite?
Yes.
Okay.
I wish there was a better phrase we could use because these are all like A+ pours. Like there's not,
but
there's not a bad one.
I didn't say it was bad. I just said it was our least favorite.
What, least best. How about that? Third runner up? Yeah. I don't know.
Everyone gets a trophy.
Yay!
Every whiskey gets a trophy.
Is C stand for Connecticut?
Look, damn it. Some whiskeys just suck, okay?
Well, I'm not denying that. It's just not
like
on this particular
episode.
Like
that first
thing
we had. Crazy, whatever that fruitcake thing was. Fruitcake whiskey.
Is C for Connecticut?
This has to be Connecticut.
Oh!
Man, okay, Dickman, you're not the last place like you thought you would be.
This is W for Washington.
Wow.
This is great, though.
I like it quite a bit.
It's in a very tough spot between these other ones.
Yeah. I did not peg this for like Northwest.
I did not either.
Yeah, it just, I don't know, kind of lacks in comparison with the others.
Lacks complexity or
character,
Okay.
It's just kind of eh.
So she's pretty, you just need a little bit more personality.
Mm. She's pretty.
Or maybe the other way around.
She's got a great personality.
She's pretty. She looks good.
Yeah.
After a couple drinks, maybe. Because I already had two in front of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't have much personality, though.
Okay.
This is from Washington.
Yep.
Yep.
It's proof. Huh. Proof is 111.
112.
You are all low. Proof is 116.78.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You want the mash bill?
Yes.
72 corn, 22 rye, 6% malted barley.
I have no idea. So this is from Washington. I have no idea what's in Washington.
This is the Woodinville Cask Strength Bourbon.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Great. I'll go with that.
What is that other one? It's in a... Is it Chambers Bay or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Chambers Bay.
Which one you want?
I'm going to go with the...
D-Rock's probably right.
No. You guys are making me... It's like choosing your parent, which parent you like the most. This is weird. I don't know what to do with this.
You won't hurt my feelings. Tatoosh, yeah. Yeah.
Tatoosh. Oh, okay. I'm going with that one. I'm going with Tatoosh.
It's not... Now, that's a bad whiskey.
Tatoosh.
That was miserable.
I don't know. I'm going to go Chambers Bay.
All right. By way of Washington, from Christy, this is the Woodinville Whiskey Private Select Single Barrel Bourbon.
Son of a...
That was a great guess. And the Woodinville stuff's awesome.
We love it. Yeah.
Price on this guy was 60.
So. Yeah, doing that.
I'm a big fan of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think 60, 65 is totally fair with a craft single barrel pick, especially like they're distilling.
If that's your thing, spend $65 on it.
Support the cause, man.
Not my thing.
If you're at the distillery.
Nope.
If you're at Myers.
Yeah.
All right.
D, this is Dickman's.
Yep, D for Dickman.
Hey.
I got it.
Cheers, Dickman.
Yeah, buddy.
I chose yours as number one.
I chose yours as number two, buddy.
Yeah. Chose this as my number two. Yeah.
Here's my number one.
So that's a Connecticut whiskey, right?
Yep, Connecticut.
Is it a rye?
It is not a rye.
Man, that's got to be the most spicy, peppery of all of these.
What do you think the proof is?
120.
Yeah, I got to go 115 to 120.
117.
It is. One.
Now, hang on. When you're going to give the answer, and we're not going to know who the winner is because JD gives a range.
JD gives a range.
Yeah, give me a number.
We're all giving numbers, and you're giving ranges.
All right, 117.
There you go.
Point five.
Yeah, 0.5.
You're... Fine. 111 then.
Why'd you go down?
Because I can get whatever's between there and 17.
Okay. All right.
It's actual retail price.
117.
111.
115.
Coming in at 122.
Oh.
Wait, did I say 120 or 115?
I said 121.5.
You said 111.
I think I said 120 and he went above me.
I think you're all making it up as you go.
Well, you can roll it back. It's recorded. I don't remember what I said, honestly.
Wow.
Yes, yes, yes. The mash bill. Do you want the mash bill? It is 70% corn, 25% rye, 5% barley.
Oh,
okay.
A little high rye. That's where that's coming from.
So Connecticut. Who's in Connecticut? What's going on up there?
Yeah, who's in Connecticut?
How much would y'all pay for this?
Oh, I'd give $70 for this.
I'm at 75. Tops, like 75.
Yeah, I'll be there with you guys.
Okay.
Good news, it's $50.
Oh, yeah. That's
done. Done.
No brainer. Is it a pick?
It is a pick that Mr. Dickman was a part of.
Oh, okay.
From Charlie's.
It is part Charlie's pick.
And this,
Wait, it's part Charlie's, or that's what the name of the store is, part Charlie's? I'm confused.
Yeah.
How is this just part of Charlie's?
Maybe Charlie had help picking.
Oh, two stores.
Two stores. Oh, gotcha.
We just collabed. Okay.
The hottest collab the Northeast has put out.
Is that it is the Connecticut collab.
Yeah.
Foolproof.
Collabdicate.
Yeah.
The Collabdicate. Yes. That's what the sticker should say. The Collabdicate.
Yeah. All right. You ready for the reveal?
Yeah.
No more guesses?
Charlie's Husky High Rye Whiskey.
Husky?
It's a Connecticut Huskies.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. UConn.
Yeah.
Charlie and the Chocolate Malted Rye.
Oh.
Factory.
You got one, JP?
I don't. Right. I like the Kinetic, what did we say? The Collabdicate?
Collabdicate.
Yeah. Collabdicate.
Well, by way of Litchfield, this is Litchfield's straight bourbon cask strength single barrel pick.
I think we should have known that. Oh, well.
And Dickman made sure to preface that is completely sold out.
It's gone.
He wasn't able to get
it. So we don't get any more Dickman.
So,
well,
we can enjoy what we've got.
He made a prediction earlier in the Discord chat that we would all hate his,
and we did
I chose it as one, and you guys chose it as two. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Litchfield, making good stuff.
It's good education.
It is a good education. Yeah. It was like all the like covered the whole country.
Yeah, it did.
And I like the like the whole fact that like they kept the whole theme under wraps. Like that's like the coolest part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
they conspired against us.
Beer Boy's an evil genius. I don't know what to tell you.
It was all the patrons.
100% Connecticut just, grain.
Okay, our patrons are evil geniuses. Huh?
All Connecticut grains.
Wow.
Okay.
And it's not grainy at all.
No.
How old is that? D.
It is
like a.
How old is that D?
At least 3 years.
All right.
Number four char.
At least 3 years. Yeah. Well, it honestly tastes older than that.
Yeah. It's the grainy, the grittiness you get from the crafty. Just not there. It's like, it tastes older.
It's pepper and barrel.
Mm-hmm.
That tastes like it's been sitting in a barrel for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's delicious.
Well,
all right.
We've come to an end of the Wet Hot Whiskey Summer Shootout series.
Yeah, we have. That's unfortunate.
When does summer end?
I think it's September 21st.
Okay.
Then we're going to be dry and damp.
You said damp.
Fall damp.
You said
damp.
Fall is damp.
Yeah.
You said wet, damp whiskey fall or something like that.
So we're like damp cool.
Damp cool.
Damp cool fall.
It's damp cool.
Damp cool, brother.
That thing is damp cool.
Yeah. Bring it.
Beer Boy, create a jingle or something. Yeah. I don't know.
For damp cool.
Wait, do that again for me.
Damp cool.
Perfect.
There it is.
All right.
I'll get it.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Sample that.
Sample it.
Yeah.
Put a little scratching underneath.
It's going to be hot.
Yeah.
It's going to be cool.
Damp cool. Damp cool. Damp cool.
Well, this is why we love our patrons.
Yes.
Thank you guys.
You guys are damp cool.
You're damp cool. That's true.
Yes.
And if people want to become a patron, where do they go?
Patreon.com/bluecollarbourbon.
$5 a month?
That gets you in.
Yeah, they get you in. You get the access to the chat room that's happening right now.
Yeah, which could have gotten you access to be a part of this.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah.
Unedited, uncensored live streams. Beer Boy has a mouth like a sailor. I'm just going to...
True.
It's bad.
That is true.
It's horrible. Horrible.
Flibbin', flabbin', sneebin', snappin'.
the words you put together, it's just like... I mean, it's art, honestly.
Yeah, it's pretty not good.
It's pretty not good.
Hey, but if that's your wave, then $5 a month, get you... Come hang out. Say hey. Bust our balls.
Yeah. What else?
That's it. We survived Camp Whiskey, but we'll download all the details on that on a future episode.
Okay.
Maybe the bonus episode. We'll see.
All right. Sounds good.
But we barely survived.
True.
Literally. It's wild.
Some stories. To Friday. And to our patrons.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, seriously. Thank you, guys. Christy, Dickman, Jerry.
John Rice.
John Rice.
All right. Grab your favorite glass.
Got it. To Friday.
Cheers.
Blue Collar Bourbon is part of the Lasting Media Network of podcasts and is produced and edited by Ben Delameter. Our executive producers are John Fender, Jason Barrett, and Derek Bruner. Special thanks to Red Dog Wine and Spirits in Franklin, Tennessee, and Elixir Spirits in Spring Hill, Tennessee. To learn more about all the whiskeys we've had on the show, visit thebluecollarbourbon.com. And if you'd like to further support the show, visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/bluecollarbourbon. Our Patreon is loaded with cool perks like our private Discord server, merch, virtual hangouts, and more. Lastly, don't forget to rate the show on Apple or Spotify, and while you're at it, leave us a review. We might just read yours on our next episode. Thank you once again for listening, and until next time, cheers.